Unit 11. Making suggestions.
Oh, thank you. I hope he finds it.
Suggesting a course of action. I suggest you buy this dictionary.
I'd advise you to give up smoking.
I recommend that you go on a diet.
It might be a good idea to mail the letter first class.
It might be a good idea to celebrate Christmas with friends.
I suppose we might buy a pretty gift for her birthday.
Have you ever thought of seeing a doctor?
If I were you, I would apply for a better paying job.
You'd better leave it as it is.
Why don't you put an ad in our paper?
What about a picnic?
How about having a drink?
If you want my advice, I don't think you should go.
If you don't like it, I wish you would say so.
My feeling is that you ought to stay home tonight.
It's none of my business, but I think you ought to work even harder.
I've always tried not to interfere in your affairs.
It's only a suggestion, and you can do what you please.
You'll be in trouble if you're not careful.
Don't ask for trouble.
That's how I see it.
You've got to learn to control yourself.
Let's go to a Sichuan restaurant to have a big meal. Responding negatively. No, don't bother.
I'm afraid I don't agree.
I'm against it.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it will do.
I don't think it is very practical.
No, really, I'm not in the mood for it.
I'd love to, but I must do my homework.
I can't say I agree with you.
I couldn't agree with you less.
I don't quite agree with you. Responding positively. I couldn't agree more.
You are right.
I think you are right.
I have no objections.
I think so too.
That would be very nice.
That's a fine idea.
That's a good idea.
There is no doubt about it.
I'd love to.
All right.
Good.
Asking for advice. Could you give me some advice about my studies?
Could you give me some advice about how to fill in the form?
Would it be a good idea to go abroad for further study?
Would it be a good idea to go on a tour to Bangkok?
Do you think it is worth applying for the credit card?
Do you think I should buy the traveler's check?
Conversations. Dialogue 1. Don't you think it might be a good idea to hold the party outside?
I don't think so.
How about going to a concert?
That suits me fine.
Dialogue 2. Do you think I should join the basketball team, Mary?
Why not? If I were you, I certainly would.
But I'm afraid it'll take up too much of my time.
As the saying goes, work while you work, play while play. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, you know.
You're right. Dialogue 3. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Are you sure you're all right? You look a bit worried today. Is anything wrong?
Well, yes, there is something wrong, actually. Perhaps you can give me some advice.
Of course, if I can.
Well, last night when I returned from the theater, I found that I lost my wallet.
Oh dear, that's terrible. What was in your wallet?
Well, some money, of course. My visa, all my identity cards, and some photos.
Well, if I were you, I'd go to the police station straight away and report it.
Yes, I've already done that, and they said they'd look for it. But we're leaving soon, and I need my visa and identity cards badly.
Oh dear, what a pity. Are you sure you lost the wallet in the theater?
Yes, quite sure.
I think you should put an advertisement in the China Daily saying when and where you lost it.
But that takes too long.
Wait a minute. My uncle lives in Beijing, and he lives very close to the theater. I'll telephone him and ask him to go there to inquire about it. You'd better have breakfast now, and I'll meet you later. Basic expressions.